This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
76. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Everything's happy. Everything's good. World War III cometh. Syria is threatening to bomb the airport in Tel Aviv, and Iran is pledging to wipe Israel off the map. Now you know why the United States is pulling back, like we always do before Israel gets into another war. Big things happening. Venezuela on fire. At least seven shot dead by the dictatorship that has been holding on to power through staged elections. The country has been in a state of collapse for more than a decade. And, of course, President Trump has recognized the opposition leader yesterday, accelerating the crisis, Russia and others, because they have bases in Venezuela, have condemned the United States. But, quite frankly, Trump's move is right. Maduro clearly is a dictator and a horrible globalist, backed up by Hollywood and others. So too bad for the Russians if the Venezuelan people actually get control of their government. There's Trump's second inauguration video. Actually, it's Caracas. We're up to a million people flooded the streets. Now, all CNN would have to do is just show a photo from the day before when no one was in the streets and say, look, no one is in the streets of Caracas. That's what they did back on Inauguration Day 2017, remember? They just showed it when the mall had first opened and said no one was there, not showing the record crowd. But I just thought that was a good point to make. Now imagine the military trying to disperse everybody, shot at least seven people dead, wounding many others drug off to dungeons that are already basically full of people as the country completely collapses. Epic footage. We're going to have shots of the armored vehicles exploding. We're going to have shots of the people being shot. So viewer discretion advised. That is coming up in the next segment. We'll look more at Israel. After a couple days of blaming the Covington Catholic school kids of being horrible demons, the media then said, okay, maybe they weren't, but they're still evil because they're wearing red hats and they're white. Well, now they've doubled down all over the place. New York Times, you name it, MSNBC. And they go, you know what? Those kids are bad. And black guys calling them cracker asses and saying we'll harvest your organs is actually a good thing. And the old Native American wizard coming over and breathing his horrible breath in the kid's face and beating a drum, that was loving and good. So the New York Times and others have decided that actually it's a wonderful thing. Kind of like their board member that said whites are subhuman goblins that live in holes in the ground and she can't wait till we're all exterminated. At first they said, oh, yeah, this is wrong. And then they said, you know what? It's free speech. But as long as an Asian or a black person or somebody's talking like a Nazi, it's okay. Because, again, they can't be racist. They are the anointed God people. Unbelievable. So that's all coming up. Paul Joseph Watson has a big article on it. New York Times runs defense for black anti-Semite hate group. So we're going to be looking at all of that. Meanwhile, a representative, Ilhan Omar, smears Covington boys. Days after it's all proven to be fraud, they were taunting five black men, doing Nazi salutes and more, chanting, build that wall. What an idiot. I mean, these people are just unbelievable. She's one of our first Muslim members of Congress. They have to all be women. Of course, in the Muslim countries, the women aren't in their government. But that's okay. Here they will be, because Islam is for women, chopping your genitals off and putting you in slave pits. Oh, the joys. Ode to the joy of it all. Also, we have a bunch of big special guests joining us here today. Very, very special guests that you're not going to want to miss. And I'll tell you about some of those guests when we come back. So please stay with us. And remember, without you spreading the word, without you telling everybody you know every day in emails and in text messages, the globalists will win. And this key beacon, this early warning system against the globalists, will be defeated. Stay with us.
it's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's January 24th, 2019. It's Thursday. This is the Alex Jones Show, the most banned, demonized lineabout broadcast in the world. For a good reason. Emergency transportation for people with a heart attack. This is the U.S. resistance. It's a global corporate combine, empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state. Run. Apple 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being oppressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose. Can we accept the dose? Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech Peggy Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you're a radio listener, you've heard that promo before. Why they banned Alex Jones, but a cool YouTube website, I hate to even plug, so they'll probably go ban it. I dare you even talk about InfoWars, you dirty Americans. Keep your mouth shut. There's no First Amendment. That's a channel called Cartoon Intro Infotunes on YouTube. We got some more of those we'll be playing today. Really interesting. Remember, we are a radio program that is /TV as well at InfoWars.com/show. And it's not just something we need. It's essential, like oxygen or water. If we don't have this, we're dead in the water. We've been banned off of every major social network, banned off Roku, banned off everything, based on lies, based on Alex Jones is on his radio show saying, go to the Sandy Hook parents' homes and harass them. A, I never said that. And B, they have the lawyers for them currently going all over the Washington Post, New York Times, CNN saying, get him off the air. Every time they pick a new thing to target to say, take me off the air, Roku last week said no. He's been on with us 8 years or 7 years. We already had an app on there or a platform. Some fans made a new one. It went to the front page. It was so popular in one day. And all these George Soros and Democrat groups bragged that they started lobbying to take it down. And Roku said, no, we're just an internet platform so you can get stuff from the internet onto your television. You know, now they're producing some of their own programs. And so the lawyers then contacted him and bragged in the Washington Post that they told him he's currently viciously attacking us. He's currently sending people to our houses. Help us. Well, that's not a free speech issue. That's like saying a local radio host is telling people go rob the bank. It's no longer free speech. You're now calling for criminal action. Didn't do it. But see, they're doing it through my name and my voice. Notice the news never shows you where I did that. So now they have these groups looking like the grassroots organizations contacting our affiliates saying, did you know he's currently saying, go do this and that, things I never did. So it's a false report. It's the definition of defamation to cause harm. They are saying things that aren't true and saying it's to get me off the air. So I met with lawyers yesterday morning, yesterday afternoon. It's not something I want to do, but obviously I'm going to have to take action because imagine if someone was filing reports that you were doing something you weren't, and you reached out to them and you shot all these videos and reports, and their response is to complain to YouTube to have your videos taken down where you clarify. So that's what this is, and they're not going to stop. So I absolutely need your prayers. I need your support. I need your financial support, because if they're able to shut us down, this is the model for everybody else. So we really are a Americana example that is on the front lines. Without you, we will be defeated. And we got some big guests coming up today. We have the lawyer for the Covington Catholic school kids joining us, coming up in just a couple segments. We also, he's about to file a bunch of lawsuits, which absolutely need to be done. This is clear. Go to their houses, go to their schools, kill them, shoot them, murder them. The people don't even take this off Twitter. In fact, they're doubling down. The New York Times is defending the black racist group that was there screaming racist names at them and saying it's a good thing they did. Just like the New York Times board member says, whites are subhuman. So you cannot make this up. So that's all coming up. And we have a bunch of other big guests as well. We have this big Hollywood case of men being raped, men being abused, boys being abused, and famous Hollywood individuals saying no one will believe you. That's now mainstream news. And we've got one of the investigative journalists and filmmakers who's been working with the writers of the story to expose it coming on. We'll be naming names of confirmed, admitted pedophilia rings, rape, you name it, that is now starting to come out about Hollywood. So that's why they want to shut us off air, but it's not going to work. That transmission will be going out with Gabe Hoffman and Robert Barnes, the lawyer for many of the Kentucky Catholic schoolboys. I'll be here. Katie Hopkins, always amazing, from the UK, is going to be joining us as well. But just briefly, going back to what I just mentioned, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Here's Ann Coulter a few days ago. Journalist in 2018, Alex Jones caused the families of Sandy Hook victims to be harassed. He must be banned from all social media. Well, they actually say I'm currently doing it. Okay, even though that's not true, and the prior isn't true. Then, journalist in 2019, please kill these children and their families. They're then kept on the internet. That shows the leftist disconnect. And we have an example of this. One of these Hollywood individuals that we'll cover at the bottom of the hour, the lawyer, came out and made vile, hateful statements towards the kids and hasn't retracted. In fact, he's doubled down as of this morning. We're going to play the shocking video from his Twitter account, tell you who he is. The article's up on Infowars.com. He is a monstrous individual that we're going to be breaking down at the bottom of the hour with the lawyer. Also turns out that the elder Nathan Phillips did say he was in combat in Vietnam, so he is a complete liar. We have video of that. Again, Kathy Griffin has backed down and removed her tweet saying go attack him at their school, but not Hollywood bully who viciously attacked Covington students in profanity, pedophilia-laced rant. We'll tell you about this dirtbag, Michael Rappaport, as well. But first, Caracas is on fire. The Venezuelan dictatorship is falling.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. Juan Guaido, according to many international polling experts and witnesses, won the last election, even though they didn't even allow him to be on the ballot in many areas, in Venezuela. There has been a one-party dictatorship. At first said it was liberal, then said it was socialist, then said it was communist. And you've got Maduro, who is just a complete moron and extremely unpopular. Say what you want about Hugo Chavez. He was very charismatic and had a very big following, and he did originally get elected legitimately. But with Maduro, these have been fake elections, and up to 1,000 people a week starving to death. They passed a law a few years ago. You can't say people are starving to death. They just say you die of exposure or die of the flu or die of something else. 5 years ago, all the zoos had their animals eaten. Around that same time, all the cats and dogs disappeared. Now birds have disappeared. Insects are disappearing. There's total collapse of society because communists shit on top of all the crops and all the fields and then give the people none of what they produce. When they do, the communists always sell it to foreign groups to make money because the communists all build lavish palaces in Spain and in Switzerland and in Morocco and other areas like that. That's just what they do. Australia, I mean, there's a lot of places they run to, the United States. And so this is the total corruption. There have been cases of people hijacking trailers full of cows, full of beef, and just slaughtering them right there with machetes and just like zombies gobbling the meat. That's what happens when you're starving to death. And so if you're a TV viewer, you can see the images of state-run media said 500,000. It looked like millions of people flooding all the major streets of Caracas. And we can also roll some of the video of people being shot, armored vehicles being hit by Molotov cocktails. This is truly a historic situation taking place. This looks like scenes out of the Hunger Games. Armored vehicles, citizens throwing rocks at the armored vehicles, Molotov cocktails, the police and military shooting people. Hundreds and hundreds wounded. We're hearing numbers of 7 dead. That's government-run media. That means it's probably 500. I mean, who knows? You never know with these communist countries. And so, yes, I don't like American expansionism where we go take over Afghanistan for the tune of $1 trillion+. It's been more than that. It's been $2 trillion. It's been $100 billion a year for 18 years. So approaching $2 trillion. And then we don't even get any of the rare earth minerals, zero, and China gets them all. We guard the roads and facilities for China to get the rare earth minerals to build the smartphones and computers. Look, if we're going to be imperial, we get all of it. And I'm not even for that. That's immoral. But we get it all. Let's see, global corporations like Apple and others, they are based in China now, or officially based in Ireland, but they're based over there in China, pay 0% tax, and then we go pay for all this. So China and Russia have come out and decried and say the U.S. is meddling in Venezuela. Let me tell you something. It's a national security issue. When Venezuela is 7 countries from us, they're in northeastern South America. And they're only, what, 700, 800 miles away from us with a bunch of little bitty countries in between them, and they've collapsed. Brazil and others all built fences and put their militaries on them the last couple of years because it's collapsing, and the very worst of Venezuela are coming into their nations. But don't worry, now it's coming here. And you saw the images months ago of the gates being broken down in Guatemala into southern Mexico, and now Mexico just said, hey, you orderly process yourselves, we will issue you visas for 1 month to travel through Mexico. And if we catch you after that, you'll be sent back or put in prison. They have very strict immigration laws, obviously, in Mexico. They should. But as bad as Mexico is, Latin America, Central America is even worse now. I mean, we're talking hellish. And so now Mexico is organizing with the UN to flood us, just like Turkey did in the last 6 years. And just like Albania did to flood Europe. So it is diabolical, to say the least. It is coordinated. It is extremely evil. and it's only getting worse. So I hope that Maduro is thrown out. I hope that a popular conservative nationalist gets in. Venezuela, per capita, for a country their size, has more resources than any country in the world. Oil, coal, diamonds, gold, silver, timber, volcanic farmland, and in the past, hardworking good people. But they got on the dole, they got into socialism, they got told, oh, that rich coffee plantation owner, or that banana plantation owner, you could have that. You could have that. And then they vote to take it, and then there's nothing left. Because the communist leaders don't sit there and sell it on the open market. They sell it at reduced prices to multinationals. And that's why the globalists love communist and socialist countries, because they collapse. Prosperity and capitalism creates a lot of money. People start having 5-6 kids. And the kids go to a socialist school. They vote in Hugo Chavez. And 15 years later, the country is one of the poorest in the world. It was the richest country in Latin America, richer than the United States. The average citizen in 1950 was paid more and had more savings and owned more land than the average American in 1950. And now it is a total hellhole. That's the story of socialism. So remember that when you see Alexandria Cortez bumbling around like a meth head moron, whatever the hell she's on. Remember that she's sitting there telling a bunch of stupid people, hey, you're going to get all this free stuff, and the big bankers are funding that because they're going to sit offshore when America gets totally looted. Also coming up, World War III cometh. Syria is threatening to bomb the airport in Tel Aviv, and Iran is pledging to wipe Israel off the map. That's why we pulled out Michael Snyder's article from Into the American Dream up on Infowars.com. It's excellent. We'll be looking at that. But first, the lawyer for the Covington Catholic School Young People Framed by the Globalist is joining us. Please do not forget, everybody needs supplements, especially for your children. We have the best turmeric for inflammation and focus and fighting allergies. It does everything. 95% curcuminoid bodies, 33% off. We have Survival Shield X3, all three of the good iodines, including the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, 50% off. The last round of Super Male Vitality, 50% off, because the wildcrafted herbs, they've been able to get them, and I'm tired of it being sold out half the time. So I put my foot down and said we're going to discontinue it. And they may be able to get it again, but it's going to be a while. So this is conceivably the last run. 50% off. It's amazing. Cold pressed, stamina, libido, energy, and our ultimate new product that I believe, and I know, and the research and the top firms that we paid a lot of money to develop it and test it, is the most comprehensive, healthy, clean-burning, long-burning, next-generation energy powder for energy drink with all the vitamins, minerals, and very expensive amino acids. But see, most places mark things up 7 times. We mark them up 150%. So we put all this massive quality in that nobody else does. That's why, from our research, this is the best, strongest, highest quality, cleanest, next level energy, pre-workout, whatever you want to call it, product in the world. It's Turbo Force, 33% off out of the gates, right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please get yours today.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here Mondays through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Please don't forget the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Owen Schroyer and others. And then, of course, David Knight. He'll be back in February after his heart attack. Thanks for all your prayers. We've got a great fill-in host doing a great job, Harrison Smith and others. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time for 3 hours that come up right before I go live. Infowars.com/show. So I've been harping since Saturday on something I said Saturday and Sunday would become a major sea change event if people got the truth out, that the mainstream corporate media with a bunch of leftist operatives would try to march into a group of Catholic schoolboys and others trying to get on a bus and say that they surrounded them and they said racist things when it's on the audio that the mainstream news didn't show. That was the first thing. Get out of here, white boy. Go back to Europe. We're going to harvest your organs. You're a fag. Your parents, your brothers and sisters, your incest. I went and found the raw video and heard that, and then I went, wait a minute, and then there it was. Our news director pointed out on Saturday, Rob Dew, that they marched over to them, the so-called Native American elder and the black Israelites. But the reason this is so important is, even after the lawyer that stepped forward representing some of these great young men warned people to back off and gave them a chance to stop the defamation, I looked this morning for like an hour, and I was fascinated. They're still publishing editorials about the hate and how the boys represent that because of their hats and how they're Nazis. And Hollywood bully viciously attacks Covington students in profanity, pedophilia-laced rant. And that horrible creature's Michael Rappaport that's lied about me as well. And then meanwhile, this guy still has it up on his Twitter, a well-known musician. Verified leftist calls for Make America Great Again kids to be fired on, school to be burned down. Kathy Griffin said, dox them, go get them. And they did. Ann Coulter asked the question. Journalist in 2018 said Alex Jones caused the families of Sandy Hook victims to be harassed. Never did. He must be banned from all social media. Journalist 2019, please kill these children and their families. We've got Ann coming on very soon. So again, the left always accuses me of saying and doing things I didn't do. And then they say that I'm currently sending people like a wolf at the door, trying to hurt people. That's not true. But then they do it as a matter of course on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else. We all know about that. Maxine Waters saying that they're at the gas station, they're at the mall, they're at the grocery store. You run their ass out of there. And you know what? I've experienced it. They'll walk over and dump hot coffee on your head. They'll knock your iced tea over right in front of your kids. They don't care. Meanwhile, New York Times runs defense for black anti-Semite hate group. The very group saying they'd harvest the organs of these kids. So this has really captured everybody's imagination, because you've still got the new Islamic member of Congress. Days after this is proven to be a hoax, Ilhan Omar saying that they were Nazis and all this other lies. Turns out that Nathan Phillips is an even bigger fraud, was never in Vietnam, never in combat. Wow, surprise, surprise. He's a professional agitator. But at least Kathy Griffin at least deleted her tweet saying dox them and go after these Nazis, which they aren't. I want to play this clip and then go to their lawyer, Robert Barnes. We really appreciate joining us. Thank God somebody's standing up for these young people who are having their identity stolen. They're being called Nazis. They're being framed. They surrounded people and were bullying them, and none of it's true. And then a lot of the corporate media still won't back off. They act like, well, wasn't it appropriate he stood looking at an elder? It's incredible. When you're surrounded, you better just look at the ground. So let's play a clip of one of the more egregious monsters who's currently, as of this morning, still saying things like this. This guy is in a bunch of movies. He's on ESPN. He's a horrible thug. He sexually talks about the children. And he's just a monstrous pig. Here is Michael Rappaport, D-list actor.
You see the video of these Catholic school teenage boys, hand jobs, harassing, getting in the face of these Native American people? You little shit stain. You got no in life, go play some video games. Go try to bird dog some chicks, you f***ing little creeps. Shorty shit stain. Hand job. Catholic school cuck. F*** boy. Huh? Where's these people's parents? You little f***ing scumbag. MAGA hat wearing shit stains. This is what you do for fun? You're 16, 17 years old, and that's fun to you? That's what your life is? You f***ing loser. You little Kentucky Catholic school suckers. You know that guy Alex Jones? The InfoWars guy? You know what I'm talking about? The guy with no lips, that fucking lunatic? They removed all his content from Facebook, iTunes, Pinterest, and YouTube. Good, you fuck. You know the piece of shit I'm talking about, right? Alex Jones? You know which piece of shit I'm talking about? Alex fucking Jones? You know, right? They shut you down, you fuck you. Good. No freedom of speech for you, you piece of shit. Good, you fucking lunatic. Good. Bye-bye, go.
All right, we appreciate Robert Barnes joining us. He's a trial lawyer. He wins high-profile cases for clients in civil, criminal, constitutional law. He was featured in UK Times and AP as America's most successful political gambler. Robert Barnes has vowed to sue the reporters, thank God, and celebrities who have perpetrated the false statements and attacked the Covington Catholic high school students if they don't reverse themselves in 48 hours. Well, some have half-assed removed stuff. Others have doubled down. Others have left it up. And so we appreciate him joining us at Barnes_Law, BarnesLawLLP.com. Counselor, thanks for joining us, and thanks for standing up to real bullies.
Glad to be here. I mean, it's extraordinary what's taken place. I've represented people across the political spectrum, from Joe Bannister and Bernie Kugeln to Wesley Snipes and Ralph Nader. But this may end up being one of the most consequential cases I'm ever a part of, because this is about the rights of ordinary people, private citizens, in this case, kids, being able to protect their privacy, being able to protect their rights, who almost had their reputations permanently ruined, their careers and their potential aspirations permanently tarnished, solely because of a lie and a libel spread by the establishment press based on kids they had never met, a story that they didn't personally witness, built on a fabricated stories by lefty protesters who spread it through bots on the Internet. So it's an extraordinary case. And the reason why I offered my services for free is because typically, as you know, Alex, libel cases can be very expensive, yes, very difficult to defend, very difficult to bring. And normally big, powerful establishment press people get away with it all the time. So because they know the ordinary person has no remedy. They know if they sue people like you, it makes it very difficult for you to defend yourself. So it's what it's a tool they use. It's a form of lawfare. And I offered my services for free because I wanted to equalize the equation, because everybody deserves the same rights to be respected, and their rights were not respected in this case.
By the way, a bunch of stuff just clicked. You know, I'm involved in a bunch of things. They're trying to end the First Amendment, literally using me. They admit that. I know you were Wesley Snipes' lawyer. I know you're, and I even thought about trying to get a hold of you, and they didn't do it. So maybe this is meant to happen, too, for us to talk about some other things, because I was actually thinking you in mind for the PSYOP they're trying to run against me, because you're so articulate to break it down. But I think you're saying this is the moment they bit off more than they could chew.
They really did, because these are private kids. These are private citizens. So not only did they spread something that was a clear lie, that was an easy-to-prove lie, they did it in such a way that everybody was outraged, that everybody found just incredible. And they went and they took it a step further. I mean, they were threatening to burn down the school. My law offices, within 3 hours of me announcing that I was representing them, was subject to bomb threats that are now currently under FBI investigation. They tried to hack every social media account that I had. They've gone after the family. The diocese has had to close down 3 different times because of suspicious packages that showed up at their doors. You have lunatics like Michael Rappaport, like Ron Perlman, making absurd threats. Now, I'll give Congresswoman Omar and Kathy Griffin credit that at least when they libeled them and lied about these kids, and I sent tweets to them saying, retract or be sued, they at least had the proper action of at least retracting.
Stay there. Let's talk about this. This is amazing. Robert Barnes is our guest, very famous, prominent lawyer. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can listen to the engine moaning out his one lonesome. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
Think about it.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering.
We've got a clear-cut example here of corporate media seeing a bunch of school kids, some of them wearing Make America Great Again hats, were there for a pro-life march. And within 30 minutes, we went and found the raw footage from the guy's channel going, F you white people, to the little black kids that were part of the school, F you, we're going to harvest your organs, kid. You're going to die, your mother and your father, or brother and sisters, you're going to shoot your school up. And then the media takes that, edits it, and the very same groups have done that to me in D.C. as well. They've done the same stuff to us. But they come over and yell and scream at you, and then they sit back and go, why are you doing this to me? Because they're editing the tapes. So you have the premeditatedness of this. And I said day one, I said, I bet this individual, this so-called native elder, I bet he's got a long history of Democratic Party provocateuring. Turns out he's been doing it for a decade. That same day he went to Catholic Church with 20 people at mass, beating drums, trying to get his ass kicked. He goes to colleges on Halloween. This is on record in local news channels all over the country. He's done it in Colorado. He's done it in Michigan. He does it all over. And he shows up beating a drum, getting in people's faces, saying, you can't dress like a Native American, trying to get his butt kicked, but no one's ever taken the bait. But you know what? He's never given up. Robert Barnes is, again, one of the top lawyers in the country when it comes to this. He's taken it pro bono. He's represented, you know, major Hollywood stars in cases where they spent millions defending themselves, some cases winning, some cases losing. Everybody knows about the Wesley Snipes case. But the point is, he's taking this pro bono because he says it's so clear cut. So lay out what you think really happened here, where it's going, the 48 hours you've given them. Again, some groups are backing off, but then republishing new lies like the New York Times has done. So who do you think, who are you zeroing in on? Or I guess that's kind of inside baseball.
I mean, definitely Reyes is going to get sued, the one who said that the kid should be punched in the face, the former CNN commentator who now has a big social media platform. Maggie Haberman has yet to correct her statements where she basically called for the expulsion of these kids. And here you have the lead reporter for the lead newspaper in the nation making a false report about kids she never met and a story she didn't witness for facts she didn't have no firsthand, which her own newspaper has corrected. And yet she has refused to delete or correct her own statements in this regard. And then Michael Rapaport and Ron Perlman on the Hollywood side of the equation. And then a range of editors, including the editor of Mother Jones, who has issued false statements about this, who has completely disgraced the independent investigative history of that publication with her partisan political nonsense over the past year and a half, acting as basically a speaking platform for Fusion GPS and the Russiagate scandal. So you have a range of people, and then there's about a half dozen other prominent people either in the journalistic world, the celebrity world, or the social media world, who have continued to lie about these kids, libel these kids. And I think they don't understand Kentucky law. Kentucky law says that you can't put kids or any other individual citizen of Kentucky in an unflattering, unreasonable light. You can't. It's called false invasion. It's called basically invasion of privacy claim. And it's broader than defamation claims, broader than libel claims. And you can even seek per se damages, which means all you have to do is show that the lie was so outrageous of these private citizens that they are entitled to damages without having to prove individual damage.
Sure, I'm not a lawyer, but I mean, this is really a conspiracy, almost like racketeering, where all these media groups get together. They know it's a lie. They all put it out. Then when they get caught, they kind of halfway back off and say, okay, well, were the kids right to confront him? And then they say, okay, we were wrong, but, oh, you know, the kids still ask for it. I mean, it's just crazy that people like Michael Rapaport are not backing down. He's still got his video up. He's still making jokes. I don't think he gets it.
No, I agree. I think he's completely out of touch. And I think what it is they're so accustomed to beating up on people. They're used to attacking public figures of a different kind. They're used to doing it in such a way that they're never sued. They're never successfully sued. They suffer no consequence. The Wall Street Journal even had an editorial on this that said all these people that lied about these kids will probably face no consequence. And that was the reason why we tried to step into the breach here, because these people need to suffer a consequence. They need to realize that just because they have the power of the press and the privilege of the press, they do not have immunity when they lie about innocent kids who they don't know, whose incidents they didn't witness, for which they had no evidence to support their false claims, for which they knew were false claims within a day of their reporting when they refused to retract. The family is a very, you know, conservative Catholic families, and they authorized me to offer a 48-hour notice to everybody that as long as they corrected, retracted, or deleted their wrongful statements, that they wouldn't sue those people. They're not looking to sue. They don't want to sue. They don't want to jump into court. They're not litigious people. They just don't want this to happen to any other kids like the hell they've been through over the last week. And so thus, everybody's on notice that they have until the end of business midnight Friday to be able to retract their statements. And if they don't correct, they don't apologize, they don't remedy, they're going to be sued. And they're going to be sued on an individual basis. We won't be targeting institutions as much as individuals, because that will educate them, I think, a little bit better. That just because you have a powerful institution behind you, that doesn't give you immunity to go out there and lie about kids, libel kids, invade their privacy, try to ruin their reputations, try to get them expelled, try to deny their admissions to college, to try to encourage and incentivize violence against them just because you don't like the hat they wear, the color of their skin, or their gender.
Can I add one more point, Counselor? I know you're the expert on this, but they also have to, because the mainstream media has stolen their identity. I mean, as I said, I typed in their names this morning, or I just typed in Covington students, and I saw North Carolina, Colorado, California, op-eds that were out today saying the Covington kids. This is just with one search term. There was literally dozens, which is Covington kids. They show the dark side of racism of Kentucky. There are articles in Kentucky about the shame of Kentucky and our racism, and then showing pictures of these poor kids. They're still doing it. And then 10 paragraphs down, they would mention, well, there's some contention about what happened, but it's still the racism of these evil white kids confronting this poor Native American. So they're still doing it. And that's why I think they have to sue. That's why I'm gearing up to countersue other people that are lying about what I've said. You know, they sue me, they lie about what I've said. And then so it's a very complex issue. But with this, it's so cut and dry. So I'm trying to quantify that. Don't they have to sue to make sure people don't double back and keep lying?
Absolutely. I mean, the way that the approach of the family was, anybody could get redemption through confession if they retracted their false statements. But if they doubled down, as you noted, many have, then those people need punishment and need deterrence through punishment. And that needs to be lawfare. And for the last decade or so, in particular the last several years, lawfare has been waged solely by the left against everybody else to try to censor and shame dissident opinions and dissident powerful voices like yourself. And it's time that we fight back on those same terms and fight back using lawfare on behalf of the independent, ordinary, everyday people and independent journalists and independent voices out there so this can't happen to ordinary people. Because that was the message here. The message was here was if we could destroy the lives of some 16-year-old kids in Covington, Kentucky, guess what we could do to you? And that's why the message needs to be, if you think you can lie and libel about them because you happen to write for the New York Times, well, guess again, because you're going to hear from a Kentucky jury about how that should work.
Well, I was about to say, it sounds to me like they've been using lawfare in a bunch of fake cases. They use the publication of these suits where almost all of it's something I never did, no one ever did, but they just use that like, well, it must be true, it's in a lawsuit. But now we've got the whole bona fides of the setup, the frame-up, the media knew, they doubled down. I mean, it just seems like you said, open and shut, because what they say nationalists and Christians and conservatives and libertarians are doing is what the left, everybody knows the left are the bullies. Everybody knows they're the ones brigading around on the internet, bullying everybody. And so now they've set it up where even questioning something supposedly unlawful or uncivil, well, now they've done the very definition of what they've projected onto us.
That's precisely right. I mean, they've used the law in illegitimate and illicit ways to wage political warfare using bogus claims and using their unique access to the legal system, the fact that the judiciary is overwhelmingly establishment and to the left, the legal profession as a class is overwhelmingly to the cultural left and pro-establishment in general. And so it's time to sort of equalize the playing field. And the advantage here is the actual law and the actual facts are on the side of the family, on the side of the kids. And often they've been on the side of those independent voices throughout the political right that have now been subject or independent period that have been subject to these threats. I mean, I started doing this representation in the ballot access and petition circulator context for voices like Ralph Nader, libertarians, constitutionalist Tea Party folks, Peace and Freedom Party, everybody across the ideological.
Sure, whoever's persecuted, you've been doing that for decades.
Exactly. So that was where they originally started political warfare and law and legal warfare was using ballot access, using your ability to access candidacies, your ability to circulate petitions. Now they've shifted it to legal warfare, to defame people, to libel people.
Robert, you're on fire. Robert Barnes, the lawyer for the Covington children. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars.